thank you so very much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. We're so thankful to the Lord again for this opportunity that He has given to us, all of us, to be able to come together around the Word of God. And I want to thank you, wherever you are joining us from in the world and whatever platform you are joining us on, thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for being a part of this ongoing series of Bible studies. Am I so excited about what we have been studying? Everything Holy Spirit. Wow. And what a glorious time we have had lately, just digging into the Word of God and just learning and being exposed to revelatory nuggets and truths about the Holy Spirit and His place in our lives and who He is and who He's supposed to be. Amen. And we're going to dive in again tonight. I've already told you in some of our previous studies that I'm not going to be taking a lot of time doing previous reviews or previous lessons or previous studies. I also want to keep these meetings, these services, these Bible studies a bit shorter than usual. So I trust God that on our own, each of us, we can get around the Word of God even after the meetings have been closed, and study more if we want. But I sense in my spirit that shorter will be more profitable to us, will be better for our comprehension and our ability to achieve our goals. So would you bow your head with me and let's share a word of prayer together tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful to you for bringing us together again tonight around your word. We're so happy, we're so thrilled, we're so thankful, we're so excited. We know that you were here long before we came together, and we know your presence has been here ahead of our coming. So Lord, we ask that you would breathe upon us tonight by the Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, we invite you, come. Come, we're talking about you, we're learning about you, we're studying about you. So grant us ease, the same ease you have granted us in our places of study, revelatory knowledge and instructions that you continue to give even as we study and prepare for these services. Let that same flow, that same river, let it continually flow through these, our services and our Bible studies. We welcome you and I give you the glory and I give you the praise. I pray for everyone that is joining us tonight, all of my brothers and sisters, wherever they are joining us from, whatever platform they are joining us on, I speak the blessing of heaven upon their lives. And I pray, God, that you will illuminate their minds, Lord, and grant them understanding, clear understanding, loosen my tongue and help me speak your will, your counsel, your word. In the name of Jesus, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords tonight. Have your way amongst us. Do that which is pleasing to you. I give you the glory and the praise, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much again for being with us tonight. Let's dive right in. We're going to go to John chapter 15, where we've titled this series of Bible studies, Everything Holy Spirit. And what we have committed ourselves to doing the last few weeks is just opening the Word of God and learning about the Holy Spirit, who He is, what He does in our lives, what He wants to do, why the Father sent Him, how Jesus prayed, and what Jesus said about Him. And actually, in this segment of our lessons, we have really been focusing a lot on the most important things that the Lord Jesus Christ said about the Holy Spirit and the most important experiences that He had, Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, personally with the Holy Spirit and what He said about Him. And we have focused a lot on the Gospel of John, because that's where the Lord said a lot of the things that He said about the Holy Spirit. And I'm so thankful for the grace that has been made available to us. We know the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will pray the Father. We read in John chapter 14 in our last Bible study, last lesson. He says, I will pray the Father and he will send you another comforter. And we learned, we dug into that word, another comforter, elos parakletos. That is, another person. He's like me, but he's not me. We are one, but we're different. We are alike. We are united. We are one, but he is a different person. And Jesus said he will represent me and he will speak on my behalf and he would reveal things to you. And he said all of that. We studied a lot of that. Three major things that we came away with from our study last week. This another comforter, the Holy Spirit. Number one, he's a different person, but he is one with God the Father and with God the Son, Jesus. He is another, though. He is a paraclete. Parakletos, the Greek word, and the English word paraclete. It's one called to be, to walk on the side of another person, to aid them, provide assistance, provide comfort and encouragement and strength. And we looked at the seven manifestations as the Amplified Bible presents it to us, the seven different components or definitions of that word comforter. So he is our comforter. And the third thing was, Jesus said he will abide with you forever. And I know towards the end of the service, I did mention a little bit about that. And you can go study that if you really desire to grow and learn about that. But it's so important. The Lord didn't say he will be with us for a season, for a few weeks, a few months. No, he will be with you forever, he said. Amen. So tonight I want us to go to John chapter 15. We have two verses we want to read there. Actually, this series of things that the Lord said about the comforter, Elos Parakletos, another comforter, he said in John 14, John 15, and John 16. And we'll elaborately discuss what he said in John 14. Tonight, I want us to discuss what he said in John 15 and John 16. And I believe there's so much power and so much revelation in that word. So let's dive into it. John 15 and verse 26. Look at what it says in verse 26. It says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Verse 27. And he also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Now, in the Amplified Version, it says, but when the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who comes or proceeds from the Father, he himself will testify regarding me. The word testify means to proclaim or to confirm or to approve or to declare or to bear witness, to present records and evidence of something. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, the Holy Spirit will testify of him. So the Holy Spirit presents Jesus. The Holy Spirit proves what Jesus has spoken to us. The Holy Spirit bears witness to the things that the Lord Jesus Christ has said and to who Jesus Christ is. The Holy Spirit produces evidence. Hallelujah. And when we continue in our active walk with the Holy Spirit, he produces evidence in our lives. He enables us to declare who Jesus is to the world. He empowers us to do that, but he actually also produces fruits and evidence and confirmation of who Jesus is and what Jesus is doing in our lives today. That is so powerful and is so concise. Amen. That is John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. And then I want us to jump right there to John chapter 16 where we're going to spend the bulk of our time in our service tonight. John chapter 16. And we're going to read from, let's read verse 7 first. And let's spend a little bit of time there. Actually, I think what we should do, let's read from verse 7. I'm going to jump maybe a few verses from verse 7. I might jump to verse 12. And then I'm going to read all the way down to verse 15. Glory to God. And then I'm going to come back and have us just look closely at verse 7. And then we're going to look very closely also at verse 15. The two powerful verses of scriptures, and just loaded with a lot of things that the Lord Jesus Christ said about the Holy Spirit, this Comforter, this Elos Paracletos. Amen. So look there in John chapter 16. Let's read verse 7 in the King James. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Look at that. It says, it is expedient for you. Jesus is saying, it is expedient for us as believers that he's going away and he's sending the Holy Spirit. And we're going to focus a lot of our studies and discussion on that tonight. We're going to talk about that and explore that. I know we've mentioned a few things about it, but I actually want us to just delve a little bit strongly into it tonight. In the Amplified Version, it says, "However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is," look at this, "profitable, it is good, it is expedient, it is advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you." I really love that. He says that twice, to be in close fellowship with you. All right. So, look at those words again. He says, it is profitable. So, it is profitable that the Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit brings profit into our lives. He makes our lives profitable. The Holy Spirit adds profit and value to our lives. Then he says, it is good. So, the Holy Spirit makes good things happen in the lives of believers. The Holy Spirit causes good things to flow into the lives of God's children. He says it is expedient. It is expedient, that it is beneficial. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It is beneficial. So the Holy Spirit brings benefits. He brings benefits. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's keep going. I'm so tempted. But let's keep going. And then he says it is advantageous. Somebody say out there with me, say, the Holy Spirit is my divine advantage. The Holy Spirit is my covenant advantage. The Holy Spirit is my advantage in my life. Amen. It says it is advantageous for you that I go away, because then the Holy Spirit, if I don't go away, will not come to you to be into close fellowship with you. Amen. Let's jump to verse 12. He said in verse 12, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now." Look at that in the Amplified. He says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or to take them upon you or to grasp them now." So that means the Lord was saying there were so many things he wanted to say to the disciples, but they just didn't have the capacity to receive them. Wow, what an advantage then. Because he's saying, when the Holy Spirit comes, let's read that in verse 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you," oh glory, "he will guide you into all truth." Not just some truth, not partial truth, not half truth, all truth. Amen. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will also show you things to come. Ooh, glory to God. He will also show you things to come. He will reveal the future to you. He will put light on things that we have no knowledge of. He will reveal things to us that we otherwise will probably never have been able to know. Glory to God. Let's read that in the Amplified. Remember, I say, I have so many things to say to you, but right now you can't bear them. He says, but when he, this is the Amplified, when he, the Spirit of Truth, the truth-giving Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole truth, the full truth. I love that very much. He will guide you into all the truth, the whole truth, the full truth. You know, sometimes you can have truth, but it's half truth. It's partial truth. And partial truth can hurt you, actually, can frustrate the plan and the will of God for your life. If you don't have whole truth, if you don't have full truth, like if all you see is a part of the truth, but you don't see the whole truth. Do you know, believers, not unbelievers, because the world are in darkness. And the Bible says in the Proverbs, I think Proverbs 4:18, where it says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. He says, however, the way of the wicked is like is darkness, and they cannot even see at what they stumble. So the wicked, they don't even have light. We've talked about this veil. They don't have this light at all. But believers have light. However, the will of God for us is that we will have not just partial light, not just a little bit of light, but that we will have complete light, full light, so we can see everything that the Lord needs us to see. You know, if all we see is partial light, all we have is partial truth, as a matter of fact, believers can stumble more as a result of partial truth than unbelievers who don't even have access to the truth at all. We already know their way is darkness, so forget about that. There's not much they can do until they come into Christ. Then they can receive the light of God, right? But believers can stumble just as much if all we have is partial truth. If we don't have the whole truth. If we don't have complete truth, right? Satan sometimes can allow us to see a little bit of truth, right? But then cover the rest of it and hurt our destiny, like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden, right? Like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. He told them partial truth, right? Partial truth, but not the whole truth. Partial truth, but not the whole truth. He didn't share with them the whole truth. He didn't say to Eve everything that the Lord said. He said a little bit. Right. The fruit is desirable. Yes, it is. And if you eat of it, you can actually, you can have an experience that is different from the experience you currently have. That's partial truth. Yes, yes, yes. And they did. But he didn't tell them the whole truth. And because they didn't have access to the whole truth, they stumbled. They failed. He says the whole truth. All right, there I go. I spent too much time on that. But let's keep on going. Let's keep on moving here. He says, he will guide you into the full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. He will give you the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. So the Holy Spirit gives us access to complete truth. Now, I want you to look at verses 14 and 15 because I'm going to spend a little bit of my time there after we're done with verse 7. Amen. He says, he will honor and glorify me because he will take off, receive, draw upon what is mine, and he will reveal it to you. He will declare it, disclose it, transmit it to you. Look at verse 15. This is so powerful, and I'm going to give you an expanded reading, expanded readout that my own version called out of the Amplified version, but I've added a few powerful nuggets that can actually really make it very clear for us to understand, to see the place of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. He says then, Amplified in verse 15, everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Let's stop right there at verse 15 and let's go back to verse 7 and let's look at a few very powerful things in verse 7. Now, verse 7, let's read that again from the Amplified. However, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby, he will not come to you. He will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Now, why is it an advantage? Jesus said it is advantageous for you, it's expedient, it is good, it is beneficial, it is profitable for you that I go away and send the Holy Spirit. Well, let's talk a little bit about that tonight. Why is it advantageous for us that the Holy Spirit come to us? Why? What was the advantage in Jesus leaving and sending the Holy Spirit? Well, because the Holy Spirit will walk alongside every believer, but Jesus was limited by his physical body and could only be in one place at a time. I know we've said this before, but I told you back then too that I was jumping way ahead of myself. Right? It is an advantage because the Holy Spirit will walk alongside every believer, but Jesus was limited by his physical body and could only be in one place at a time. So now, because we have the Holy Spirit, there could be how many believers? Let's say 1 billion believers in the world. Let's just say that. 1 billion believers in the world. Well, the Holy Spirit could be in 1 billion places at the same time. Well, that is for sure an advantage. And they can have the closeness of God the Father with them as though Jesus Christ was right there with them in person. Amen. Also, only those closest to him, to Jesus, got the revelation. You remember many times he would minister to the people and then he would call the 12 disciples. And they had to be in the same room with him. In fact, you remember after his resurrection, when he came back, and he revealed himself, manifested himself to the disciples. You remember, Thomas was not there. So he was not there to partake of the revelation. And then what happened? Well, he said, I won't believe it. I won't believe it unless I see it. I won't believe it. Well, if he had been in the room when Jesus revealed himself to the rest of the disciples, there would never have been a question of, oh, if I don't see it, I won't believe it. No, he would have been a partaker of the revelation himself. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit can release the revelation of God to every single one of God's children. They don't have to be in the same room. Wherever we are, wherever you are tonight, I'm right here in this studio. I'm speaking the word of God and ministering to you. There are some people in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in North America, in different parts of the world. They don't have to be here in this studio with me, but the Holy Spirit is right there with them, and He's imparting revelation to them, the revelation they need. So it's an advantage, because the Holy Spirit is able to release the revelation of God to every single believer. He is able to be like Jesus to every single believer, wherever they are. Think about it. You and I, we have walking alongside us the powerful, all-knowing, ever-present, eternal God. And He's there, here, there to strengthen you, to encourage you, to exhort you, to help you, to support you, to plead on your behalf before God. Well, what more do we need? No, nothing. We have everything. That's why we title this Everything Holy Spirit. When we have the Holy Spirit around us and inside of us, and He has room to take His place and to do what He wants to do, we have everything the Father has for us. You are going to see that when we get to verse 15. We're going to read that scripture. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. It's so explosive. Glory to God. It's so explosive. Now He's already there, called to walk beside you to do all this. So we therefore then consciously need to develop a relationship with Him. The Holy Spirit is like a gentleman, right? He will never force Himself on us. Amen? But if we open up our lives to Him, we can enjoy the sweetest, the best, the most blessed aspect of the presence of God that He seeks to share with us through the Holy Spirit. I want you to, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, these teachings are going to be shorter. We're not going all the way to 1 hour. Somewhere around 45 minutes, I'm going to stop tonight. So make sure that your spiritual antenna is all the way up there. Because a lot of this, the Lord wants to impart to you where you are by yourself. We study these things together. They're just things to help us, to enhance our relationship with Him. Then when we get in our own place with the Holy Spirit, He wants then to breathe upon us. He wants to reveal the Father to us. Amen. So 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, we can't get it all done. The time is too short. But if we will get what He has for us in these short meetings and then get with Him, it will amaze you the explosive revelatory experiences that you will have in your life. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say, I receive that? I receive that in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to, before we go to verse 15, where I'm going to spend the rest of my time here, I want you to take a look at that verse 7 again. And I want us to pay attention to the most significant line there in verse 7. Look at it in the Amplified. He said, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you. And then he puts in parentheses, this is one of the most important lines in this verse. He puts it in parentheses. He says, He will not come to you into close fellowship with you. He said, if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come into close fellowship with you. He actually says it twice. Then he said, but if I go away, I will send Him to you. Why? Just to be around us like a stranger? Just so we have mental knowledge. Oh, yeah, there's someone called the Holy Spirit. No. No. If I go away, the Lord said, I will send him to be in close fellowship with you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So that means the reason, one of the most important reasons why the Lord sent the Holy Spirit is to be in close fellowship with the believer. Close fellowship. Intimate fellowship. Let me ask you, is the Holy Spirit in close fellowship with you? Would you recognize him if he spoke around you or inside you? I mean, most believers don't even know who he is, let alone be in close fellowship with him. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I will send him to be in close fellowship with you. This is one of the most powerful things we can learn in this series of studies that we're doing on the Holy Spirit. That the Lord wants us to be in close fellowship with him. The Lord wants us to know him. The Lord wants us to walk with him. And the Lord wants us to be in close fellowship with him. Well, glory to God. I believe there's something happening in all of our lives, in our experiences, as we continue on this journey, studying about him, learning about him, discussing about him, and then in our individual places, as we get with him to fellowship, to get closer, I believe that we're developing more intimacy. We're getting more acquainted with him. We're developing closer intimacy with him. And it is almost impossible that if we actually, with all of our heart and our focus and our attention, go through this series of studies, and then we go away from here and go do our part and dig into the Word of God and speak with the Holy Spirit and interact with him and exchange, have that spiritual covenant exchange with him, I guarantee you, each and every one of us, by the time we get done with this, however many weeks the Lord leads us to do this, 10, 11, 12 weeks, when we get done at the end of this series of lessons on everything Holy Spirit, we will be closer with him. We will be in closer fellowship. We would have closer intimacy with him. Somebody say, I see that happening in my own life, in Jesus' mighty name. Say that one more time. I see that happening in my own life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're going to leave because I'm running out of time here slowly. I want us to go all the way here to verse 15. Let's go to verse 15 and discuss a few things that the Lord has there. Let's read verse 15 in the Amplified Version together. And I'm, like I said earlier on in the service, I'm going to give you my own expanded version right out of the Amplified, but I've added a couple of words to make things a little bit clearer to us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's read John chapter 16, verse 15 in the Amplified Bible together. It says, everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. He will declare them to you. Now, I really love it. Look at it. It says, everything that the Father has is mine. So, in order to have a clearer, a more extensive understanding of this amplified rendering of this verse 15, I want you to listen. And I'm going to read it out to you from my notes the way I have it. I have a slightly expanded version of the Amplified Version. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read it to you and explain it. Do my best to explain it a little bit, but I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit to do the bulk of the explanation to each and every one of us, because there is such glorious, such awesome, such powerful revelation in this word. Listen to this. John chapter 16, verse 15, my expanded version. Everything that the Father has for you is mine to give to you. That is what I meant when I said that He, the Holy Spirit, will take the things that are mine, that I plan to give to you, and He will reveal, declare, disclose, release, and transmit all of it to you directly. That is my expanded version of John chapter 16 and verse 15. I'm going to go through it one more time just in case there's somebody out there who is trying to write it, so you can go chew on it later on. You can go delve into it elaborately later on. This will help you like it has helped me. An understanding of this, my goodness, will can radically transform your life, can actually bring radical change into your spiritual experience. I'm going to read it to you again, just in case there's somebody out there who's writing. John chapter 16, verse 15, my expanded version. Everything, this is Jesus speaking, everything that the Father has for you is mine to give to you. That is what I meant when I said that He, the Holy Spirit, will take the things that are mine, that I plan to give to you, and He will reveal them, declare them, disclose them, release them, and transmit all of it to you directly. Directly. Let's break it down a little bit. Let's break it down a little bit. Jesus said, everything that the Father has for you is mine to give to you. Everything the Father has prepared for you as His child. Jesus is saying, everything the Father has prepared for you as His child to give to you, Jesus says, it is mine to give to you. That is, it's His to give to you. Everything that the Father has for you is Jesus's to give to you. That is, if you are going to get it, you are going to get it through Jesus. You are going to have to get it through Jesus. Anything the Father has for you, if you don't get it through Jesus, you are not going to get it. Period. That's it. You can't get it. Oh, and I love it because I created a short list of some of these things that make up the everything that the Father has for you as a believer. And I'll read some of the things on that short list for you when I finish with this with this verse. I still have one more verse I got to read here before we run out of time tonight. Everything that the Father has for you, everything He has planned to give to you, can only be given to you through Jesus. Right? Now, Jesus is saying, that is what I meant when I said that He, the Holy Spirit, will take the things that are mine. So, He will take the things that are mine that I plan to give to you. Right? So, these things, everything that the Father has for you, which Jesus has, which He's going to give to you and to me through Jesus, the Lord is saying, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, well, you are only going to be able to get them through the Holy Spirit. Right? That is what I meant when I said that He, the Holy Spirit, will take the things that are mine, that I plan to give to you, and He will reveal them, disclose them, declare them, release them, transmit them to you directly. So everything the Father has for you is in Jesus' hands. Well, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, has taken all those things, everything, and put them in the hands of the Holy Spirit. and say, all right, Holy Spirit, get it to them. Jesus isn't coming from heaven to give you everything the Father has prepared for you. No, he's not. Yes, we pray to our Father who art in heaven. Yes, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray in the name of Jesus. But then when the Lord answers our prayers, and when he comes to give us these things that the Father has for us, he gives them to us through the Holy Spirit. And he gives them to us, the Holy Spirit will reveal them, he will declare them, he will disclose them, he will release them, and he will transmit all of it to you directly. Oh, that is so powerful, saints. That is so, so, so powerful. Let me give you my short list of everything. It's so short, but at least let me get you dreaming about it. These are the things the Holy Spirit wants to reveal, disclose, declare, release, transmit to you directly. He wants to give it to you directly. No middleman. The Holy Spirit doesn't want to get it to us through somebody. He wants to get it to us directly. Yes, he uses human vessels to connect us with him, to connect us with his plan, to expose things to us. Yes, he uses. But at the end of the day, when the Holy Spirit uses human vessels or any other way he gets it, he wants to get it to us directly. He wants to get it to us directly. That's why somebody could be hearing me tonight and he's hearing something direct to him, to her, in her situation. Another person in another part of the world, or even in the same part of the world, same city, could be hearing the same thing I'm saying, but they are hearing it entirely different, directly to them, because that's what the Holy Spirit is giving directly to them. Oh, glory to God. That's why we call it everything Holy Spirit. Everything that the Father has for us is Jesus's to give to us, and Jesus has given it to the Holy Spirit to reveal, disclose, declare, release, transmit directly, all of it directly to us. Oh, look at me here. I'm going to run out of time in just a couple of minutes here. Hallelujah. Somebody take a minute and say, thank you, Father, for everything that you prepared for me, that you have already given to the Holy Spirit to reveal, to disclose, to declare, to release, to manifest, to transmit to me directly. I receive it all in the name of Jesus. Look at some of those things. Wisdom, the wisdom of God. Opportunities for life. Direction. Healing and health. Abundant life. Material provision. Victory. Deliverance. Peace. Protection, restoration, and on and on and on like that. Hallelujah. Well, talking about things like victory and deliverance and peace and protection, all of this the Holy Spirit wants to transmit to us directly. He wants to reveal them first and he wants to transmit them to us directly. Well, glory be to God. Do you see that that's why at the end of John chapter 16, the Lord Jesus Christ ends in verse 33? All of this is because of the activity of the Holy Spirit. Look at what he said in John chapter 16, verse 33. You know this, but let's read it in the Amplified. He says, first in King James, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said in the Amplified, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. And when he did all of that and gave us that victory and gave us the ability to conquer the world, he gave it all to us through the Holy Spirit. Let's close out tonight, saints. go ahead. Let's thank the Father. Father, thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise because you send him to be in close fellowship with us. Lord, as we continue on to develop in our relationship with him, thank you for this close fellowship that we share with the Holy Spirit. And thank you that everything you have prepared for us, which is the Lord Jesus Christ's to give, has already been given to the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can reveal them, can disclose them, can declare them, can release them, can manifest them, and can transmit them to us directly. Everything that you have for us, we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.